Blog Talk Radio.
The Lion of Judah shall break every chain. The Lion of Judah shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break. The conquering lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain.
Greetings, greetings, greetings. Yes, I. Good evening, good evening. Here, here, here. The Thursday podcast, Upper Room podcast, the Zion podcast. Here, here, here. On the air and in the IRIT. Right here, here, here. About to ride up. Right here, here, here. Today's daily psalm, Likul Batalawa. Small, but it's very, very great. Very important. Psalm 117. Going to ride up with Psalm 117. Here we're in the 48th sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong. Shoftim, judges, judges and officers shall I and I make in all I and I gates. Going to also focus on some of the violations of I and I universal human rights, especially concerning the young daughter in Jamaica, Nzinga King, who was forcibly trimmed by the Jamaican popo down there, trimmed of her locks. But here, 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 firstly and foremostly, in I and I eyes is an invocation here at the start of the podcast, the Rastafari Thursday, the fifth day podcast here of the seven of the Shabuah of this strong.
In Mount Zion, oh, yeah, with King Alpha and Queen Omega, father and mother of creation.
And here, 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 the evening psalm right here, Psalm 81, the 81st psalm. We just had that for the first light. That was a daily psalm according to the Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrews after the Order of Melchizedek. So here, 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 going to write off the Hebrew and the English and then more of the podcast right here. Call in, call in, call in. Check out the live stream as well. Also, the replay, listen on demand anytime, anywhere while the supplies last. First thing first, eyes is I. Here for the evening psalm, the evening chant, the evening eyes is Psalm 81. First of all, in the foundational language here in the Hebrew. Yes, I.
It is the fifth day of the week, and we do have a Tehillim that is recited in the fifth day of the week, found in chapter 81, and again it will be recited also in Hebrew. Let's begin. Ramnazeha Al Hadetit La Asaf Hanimu Lelohim Uze Haru Lelohe Yaakov Su Zenwa Utneto Tino Naim Elnavo Tiku Vahore Shofa Bakese Reyo Hage Ki Kuf La Yisrael Ku Mishpot Lelohe Yaakov Edut Bihosef Sam Bezit Alweet Mizraim Sofat Lo Yadati Eshma Hasivoti Misavel Shiku Kape Midu Tavona Bazara Kalata Vahalvis Inu Vasutra Vaam Echan Alme Mbiva Sela Shema Ame Veeda Ba Yisrael Im Tishmale Lo Yile Vu El Za Dilo Tishkahave Leel Neha Anoke Yahava Elohe Hamaal Me'eret Midrayim Hachetse Va'amale Veloshama Ame Lakole Vinzeyer Lo Avale Va Asahe Bishweli Leba Yaku Bimoa Zote Lu Ame Shomea Li Yisrael Birwake Yahaleko Kima Oeve Apnea Vai Zoe Ashiv Yadi Mazane Yahava Yaka Hashulo Vihe Ita Lolan Vaya Akile Nehale Heta Umize Devash Asbeo
Psalm 81.
Mizmor pe alef lamnatzeh al hagittit le'asav, 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 le'asav.
Sing aloud unto God our strength, our strength.
Uzzenu, 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 uzzenu. Harninu le'elohim uzzenu, 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 uzzenu.
Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob, God of Jacob, God of Jacob.
Le'elohe Yaakov. Hari'u l'Elohe Yaakov.
Take a psalm and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. For this was a statute for Israel and a law of the God of Jacob. This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. I removed his shoulder from the burden. His hands were delivered from the pots. Thou calledst in trouble, and I delivered thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. I proved thee at the waters of Meribah. Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will testify unto thee. O Israel, if thou wilt hearken unto me, there shall no strange god be in thee, neither shalt thou worship any strange god. I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. But my people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would none of me. So I gave them up unto their own heart's lust, and they walked in their own counsels. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways. I should soon have subdued their enemies, and turned my hand against their adversaries. The haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto him. But their time should have endured forever. He should have fed them also with the finest of the wheat, and with honey out of the rock should I have satisfied,
I am that I am, mighty and thunderable, exhibir masakan, grama, uiras, fatar, madani, alam, tina, easterling, the coast, and the gast. Side, tuga.
The purpose of life.
It is good that you have taken this picture of me in my palace garden in Addis Ababa. So it can be known unto the entire world, even with a just cause.
Them a picture of Celestia. Then I tell them to protect the life. You know see man a ancient monarchy. With me dagger full suit made from khaki. Down in the ghetto we no concha tabaki. And the rum shop cheaper than Ital market. Babylon a pass, go make me market. Turn up the bass and the treble it's a rotted. Penetrate straight through the cold hearted. Knowledge is a must, oh yes I blasted. So tell me what the rat they're asking. How I survive and surpass this. Ethiopia where the age should be protected. The needy never neglected. And so that's the eye always reflected. I tell them about David and Goliath. Youth and them get quiet, Babylon tell me start a riot. Show them a picture of Celestia. Then I tell them to protect the life. You don't see man a ancient monarchy. With me dagger full suit made from khaki. Down in the ghetto we no gunshot tabaki. A black woman to who you are talking. Remember me tell you, careful who you walk with. Who go take the youth from blood and creep walking. If the generation take it to what I'm talking. Celestia, I am the king of all things, yo. I tell them Celestia never dead. Rumor them a spread, they probably sick in a them head. Show them a picture of Celestia. Then I tell them to protect their lives, yo. You don't see them and I ain't got monarchy. With me dagger full suit made from khaki. Down in the ghetto when a gunshot a baki. And the rum shop cheaper than Ital market. Babylon a pass, give me the weed come off it. Yo, turn up the bass and treble make we blast it. Penetrate straight through the cold hearted. Education is a must, so yes I blast it. Yo, so how you ask me how I survive and surpass it. So that's the eye, hey, you show them the way, yeah.
Show them a picture,
show them a picture, show them a picture, show them a,
show them a picture of Celestia.
Then I tell them to protect their life. You don't see them and I ain't shan manaki. With me dagger full suit made from khaki. Down in the ghetto, down in the ghetto, yeah. Welcome to the, oh yeah, another life gone, another one born, yeah. I keep moving on.
Show them a,
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 then I tell them to protect their life. You don't see them and I ain't shan manaki. With me dagger full suit made from khaki. Down in the ghetto we no gunshot a baki. Drinking up me calabashi, me baba diva.
Hey, fresh up on the scene, yeah. The marijuana so good and so clean, yo. Don't say I never told you.
Carry up on every day.
That's how far I already know you. Bless you.
Rastafari is the law. Rastafari is the law. Oh no no. Rastafari is the law.
is unemployment. As skyscrapers keep rising, what's the use? You wear no more. Oh no no, Rastafari is the law. Don't you know? Systems are made to rule. Saying systems are made to divide and abuse. Systems are made to rule. Systems are made to. Don't waste your time or your energy working for Babylon organized crimes. You'll pay the penalty to divert your attention. But now they're running out of luck. It is the blood stains on her gloves. Don't you know, systems are made to rule. Shaking systems are made to divide and abuse. Systems are made to rule. Systems are made to.
Justice. And it's interesting here in the Torah reading and feedings and the Thursday podcast here, the fifth day of the Shavuot, is also known as Torah Thursdays. And the Habarim, the brothers, the Rastafari Habarim, brothers and sisters, know that there's a lot of law, justice, judgment focus within the Torah and the scripture. And we're studying, learning, reading, reasoning, but we also have to put it into effect. And these sort of situations or situations that arise, they challenge our practical application of the precepts and the principles that I and I, Rastafari, surname Rastafari, the children of the King Rastafari, Kalamawi, Haile Selassie, the first Rastafari is the Rastafari, Kalamawi, Haile Selassie. So the teaching of His Majesty shows us that in spite of the best words or things that are written, we have to have the willingness to put into effect, to walk it out. So here, 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 in this time, in this season, the Rastafari community worldwide, but in particular in the isle known as Jamaica, has been challenged and are being challenged by this recent violation. It's a human rights violation right here, here, here. So I'd like to share this one right here, here, here for the eyes, ear, ear, ear. Some of you have seen the video, but it's interesting sometimes when you see a video and then you listen to the audio, you get much more out of even listening, right? And then go check out the video. This video is called Judgment or Justice for Nzinga King. Again, Judgment or Justice for Nzinga King. And like to heal up the elder near towards the last 2 minutes of this audio right here, 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 that chant in the Royal Amharic and is quoting and chanting the word sound of Psalm 87 in the Amharic. Yes, I, Nati Dread, Rastafari, all the mansions of Rastafari, that unifying language. As the King of Kings says to I and I, that language is a key for communication between mind and mind. So the TTI, 12 Tribes of Israel, Dread Federation, Dread, Bobo Shanti, Dread, Orthodox Dread, Coptic, Bingi, Naya Bingi Dread, right, whether bathroom locks or Orthodox, have to come together, especially in the name of the King of Kings and his Christ, and have to stand on the teaching of his Majesty. So here, here, here. Yes, I.
This is a global embarrassment to the Jamaica police, and it's spilled over into the government. So the state now is in disrepute on account of one woman remaining silent against which an allegation of sacrilege has been levied at.
When I say more, you say fire! More!
Fire!
More!
Why? Flash! Perfect!
Blessing. This is a global embarrassment to the Jamaica police, and it's spilled over into the government. So the state now is in disrepute on account of one woman remaining silent against which an allegation of sacrilege has been levied at.
About 50 Rastafarians, they are gathered in an open lot in front of the Forefast police station, and demonstrating in support of one of their colleagues who it is alleged to have been trimmed whilst here at in the lock of a bus.
Yeah, 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 yeah. We're going to play this clip again. We have to really listen and re-listen, rewind, and listen again. Now, what's interesting about this particular case of this young girl, this young daughter, Rastafari, being forcibly trimmed up, it wasn't by Mandem, but by a woman. Now, we know the chant, right? Man to man is so unjust. But even more particular, it's one woman. That's what the Mandem brethren are saying, that it's one woman, the woman who is the one who trimmed the daughter of Rastafari, the police, the Babylon. The police, the Jamaican police woman who did this, she's remaining silent. You would think that, you know, a woman, first of all, woman to woman, is woman to woman so unjust? Is this the poison of this Babylonian shitstem, this shitstem of things, that now one black woman now going to trim up a Rastafari black woman, a daughter of Rastafari, trim her locks forcibly, right? In the freedom precinct, the police station.
When I say more, you say fire! More!
Fire!
More!
Fire!
This is a global embarrassment to the Jamaica police, and it's spilled over into the government. So the state now is in disrepute on account of one woman remaining silent against which an allegation of sacrilege has been levied at.
About 50 Rastafarians, they are gathered in an open lot in front of the Forefast police station, and demonstrating in support of one of their colleagues who it is alleged to have been trimmed whilst here at in the lock of a Forefast police station. We have spoken to the leader of the group, so they understand that, you know, whilst they want to demonstrate, but they must maintain the peace. and they can't in any way obstruct other road users. They have been cooperating so far. It's very peaceful as it is.
As the world knows, because this has become a world event, our little Princess Nzinga was deprived of her crowning glory, her consecration that she was born with. Because Nzinga was actually sanctified within the Nyabingi order by venerable priests and bishops within the order of Nyabingi. And for her to just have an altercation with the police, which we question, she was charged for disorderly conduct, which we also question what she was doing, why disorderly conduct, because from what she said, she was just objecting to the police to pepper spray in a car when they were ascertaining a man who did not have on his mask. She had complied, she had hers on, but when they were pepper sprayed, she came out and was objecting to being pepper sprayed. And that resulted in she being charged for not wearing her mask, because she had to remove her mask. And then after, when she came to the station, she was charged for disorderly conduct, which she don't understand why. And up to now, can you imagine, Indicom was here, the commissioner of police was here, and I think the public defender too was here. Why all that questioning? She can't say, I did not. Up to now, we haven't heard of a word, and as the placard say, the silence of Officer Barber is deafening, and it is bringing the police force into disrepute. This is all over the Washington Post, it's all over the Guardian, it's all over the major newspapers of the world. This is an embarrassment on the Jamaica government. And one little police barber create that from the government? No, this should be removed. It's incumbent on her. It's incumbent on the commissioner to say to her, well, if you're not, we'll remove you from duty. We also remove her from you to poor us. We don't know how true that is.
And I know the mother feels it just like how I feel it. So I'm hard to you this morning, Oja, to bring forth thy wrath unto that woman, Oja. Catch forth thy wrath, Oja, and let you know that Rastafari liveth and reigneth forever. World without him.
If them even want to keep her in the force, set up a barber shop up at Twickenham Park. So you see, when a police want to trim, him just go pay 50% to Officer Barber, because the government subsidize the trimming of police officers. She can't depart trees that trim innocent people. Keep her in the force. I remember in the army, you have man with a clean boot, you know. He not come a road, you know, and just shine shoes. She fi in her position where them set up one barber place up at Twickenham Park and say, here where you are going to do your clean police boot. Or, and cut here. That's all you are going to do. Cut here because you love me. But this time you do it illegally. I know the worst part. When she lose this case, and we pray she lose it, that the taxpayers' money we are going to pay. That hurts me now, you know. If you know with taxpayers' money, I have to go pay for something we're done by a police officer. The government to make police we commit crime, pay out of them pocket. Because my money shouldn't be paying back for you. Got my family lock. No. So we are here, the drums are going to chant, we see the rain are going to come in, so we want to get the drums, the message. So we have rats from Ochi, rats from Westmoreland, rats from all over the globe there, and we are Zoom live to a international community, you know. It's rain of all of England for weeks, make them the march from the Jamaican embassy in the UK, you know. Everywhere. I may have letters from my phone from Chile, from Mexico, from Ecuador, from Panama, from South Africa, from England, from the USA. This is an embarrassment, and just one police officer I create so much embarrassment from police. We know police out there, we are police officers. But this woman now behave like a police officer. She embarrassed the force.
She spent 5 days in custody. And she spent 5 days in custody out of 10 days. Then the fine or to cut in half or the fine cut proportionately to the time you have spent. This is normal throughout the police behavior in Jamaica. So she spent 5 days and the mother still had to pay $6,000. Then when she was brought to the station, she had to pull down her underwear. She had to lift up her bras and all of that. That is not the norm in Jamaica, that our women are violated when they are taken to a police station. And you can't give her no excuse about she might be carrying ganja or she might be carrying scissors. She coming from court, so she carry the scissors go to court. All these things are violation of our sisters. in these police stations. There are no beds in for our sisters to sleep on, you know. It's bad enough for the man. But you put our sisters on the floor, if they do, they have to use a piece of newspaper or something like that. That's what goes on in Jamaica. So when Babsy Grange and company are in parliament talking about women's rights, that's where you start. Those that you keep in custody, don't you have a duty to at least provide them safely? And when she, with all that stress coming down upon her, her period start to come. They say that they have no facilities for that. They do not provide the sanitary convenience for those things. All these are violations. So any news item or anything that any propaganda try to counter, do they answer any of those things that I've raised?
Anytime I want to accuse you of doing him something and you make 24 hour pass, and you don't clear yourself whether you're wrong or you're right, you have no talk. So this is a universal judgment and an individual trial. So there is no justice, a judgment. Because all our ancestors rise now and get mad. And get mad.
Muhammad Sazi Hemnekete Yahuda Medani Helam. But that you know you meet in our Zion. Mezaratuch Berekweresu Kirarach Natchu. Kei Kabdin Konachilik. Exhibiere yet so in an indie judge. Yeah, whether that's one. Exhibiere get him a hive and say, yet it be a nigra, ibalal. Ye may awaken in Rehavinia, Babylon in. I start my brook, the eye of Hasminabala, as back to Alu. In your Philistine, we are terrorism. Ethiopia is a in the busy tell with us. So in a touching Zion Yelal be with swam to tell with us. Arasura son lihal mezzurat. Lihigzabiar lihizb. Let the dot aliquatua be mits of unigratua. Benche yiminaru ulodes in the malachu unigratua. Have a tour that the medicine ye have to call now. Ye leve a step. Defeke, yamare, ye hold. Sila.
Rastafari, there, judgment or justice for Nzinga King. The elder there chanting from the Royal Amharic Metaf Kedus from His Majesty's Bible, Psalm 87. That was Psalm 87. He rise up the chant right there. Like to hear this one here again. But here, corresponding with his 48th sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong, known as Shoftim Farajoch, Bamarinya Farajoch. Judges and officers shalt thou make in all of thy gates. Why?
Justice shalt thou follow. Tzedek tirdofa. Justice shalt thou follow. Tzedek tirdofa, that thou mayest live and inherit the land which Yahuwah Eloheka giveth thee. I tzedek tirdofa lima'ana tichyeh wi yarashta etta ha'aretza asher Yahuwah Eloheka notena lak.
Here, corresponding with this 48th degree of Ayanai Rastafari sabbatical study here, picking up the fifth book of Moses, of Moshe, Hebrew book of Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 16, here, verse 18, the first portion, the first section of the reading here for this 48th degree. Judges in the gates, not the Babylonian judges, but I and I. Judges and officers shalt thou make thee, I, in all thy gates. that Egziavia, the sustainer, the good, the generous arm. Amlakir, thy source, thy power, true good, true God, giveth thee throughout thy tribes, and they shall judge the people with just judgment. And they shall judge the people with just judgment. Verse 19, thou, speaking to I and I and I, shalt not rest judgment. Shall not rest, old King Jamesian word, wrestle. I and I is not to wrestle the Ivine judgment. Thou shalt not respect or respect persons, neither take a gift or a bribe. For a gift or a bribe doth blind the eyes of the wise. For a gift or bribe doth blind the eyes of the wise and pervert the words of the righteous. So the tzedek tzedek in the Hebrew, tzedek, like Melchizedek, tzedek tzedek, justice shalt thou follow. In the Masaratawi Kwankwa, in the Ibrahist, in the Hebrew, His Majesty refers to Hebrew as the Masaratawi, the foundational language. This verse right here comes out like this in the KJV. Let's compare and contrast here on the Torah Thursdays. Here. It says that which, verse 20, Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 20, that which is altogether just shalt thou follow. Some other man said, I'm not a follower. Well, you follow in some way. You know, you're born after the previous generation, so you following in the order of your birth. But whether to choose is to follow the good. That which is altogether just, shalt thou follow. That which is altogether just, shalt thou follow. That thou mayest live. See, how come so many other people die and dead up? That which is altogether just, shalt thou follow. That thou mayest live and inherit the land that Jehovah, the I power, Chayilahim, giveth the eye. Now, the portion of the verse is interesting here because the KJV translates this part here in Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 20. It says, that which is altogether just shalt thou follow. That which is altogether just shalt thou follow. That's how we get the translation. But as we study to shew ourselves approved, going to the Masoretawi, the foundational Kwankwa, to the Ibrahist, to the Hebrew, we find Tzedek. Justice, tzedek, as we have Melchizedek, tzedek, terdof is to follow, but terdof also means to pursue, like to pursue something. It can be used in a positive or a negative sense. Here, we have to run it down. We have to pursue it. We can't just wait, you know, no justice, no peace, like it's a gift or something. No, we have to follow it. We have to pursue it. In a sense, we got to run it down, like pursue it, go after it. That's why it says in the Hebrew, bringing up the force of the verse, it says, tzedek, justice, tzedek, terdof. The translator says, here at the KJV, that which is altogether just shall thou follow. See, the follow thee in KJV, the English sense of the word or the translation, it brings out like a passive sense. You know, you follow. Yeah, yes. Do you follow? Yeah, I follow. No. Do you pursue? It's almost like hunt down justice. Go after justice. Like man and mine will pursue man and mine. You know, the mind do the eye something, you're going to pursue him. You're going to look on sight. That's how it's supposed to be about Tzedek, of Melchizedek, of the king, of the righteous king, even the king of kings. So here, very interesting, judgment or justice, the vid that we shared, the audio right there, judgment or justice. Very interesting because in the Hebrew, getting to the foundation of the glory of Kedemawi, Haile Selassie, getting to the foundation, that the Hebrew judgment, mishpat, judgment, mishpatim, the judgments, And then we have the word tzedek, tzedek, justice. What is judgment? What are the divine judgments? And what is justice? We have to ask the question, because if the word says justice, justice shalt thou follow, better translated as justice, justice thou shalt pursue. To pursue, it's not a passive thing. That's why this Torah portion here, Shoftim, judges, Shoftim and Shoterim. The Shoftim, the judges, and the Shoterim. The judges, we often among the Havarim say the judges and the Shadas, the Shoterim. Shoftim and the Shoterim shalt thou make thee I. So I and I are to make for I and I selves judges and officers according to the divine teaching and the glory of his divine majesty. Where? In all. Does it say judges and officers should I make in a few of your gates? No, it says judges and officers shalt thou make thee I in all thy gates. Does it say that, well, we have to have somebody else make judges and officers? Can you send some judges and officers for us to work out our... No, it says judges and officers shalt thou, the I, make thee in all thy gates, that Jehovah thy power giveth thee throughout thy tribes. And they shall judge the people with just judgment. So what is the just judgment? Based on friend, or this mind, I know this mind long time, you know, and the mind do enough good thing fly. Well, you probably did. But here, being a judge or an officer, it's what Jah say, the way the case according to Jah grace. Otherwise, we come under the curses, the consequences for disobedience, and then we start going after strange gods, you know, going to their Bailey building, right? I'm not saying that we're not to pursue them even in their courts, but check it out. Look at their courts. Their courts have all their idol statues, and all their idol gods, and then we cry when there's no judgment or justice for I and I. And then we say, I love the Lord. Well, if you love the Lord, do you keep his commandments?
Justice, justice shalt thou follow. Tzedek, tzedek tirdof. Justice, 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 justice shalt thou follow. Tzedek, tzedek tirdof, that thou mayest live and inherit the land which Yahuwah Eloheka giveth thee I. Tzedek, tzedek tirdof, lima'ana tichyeh, we ya rashta eta ha'areta asheri Yahuwah Eloheka notena lak. Lock, 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 lock.
So my brethren, Pastor I, what or who, what you follow? I mean, I follow nothing. Well, I don't know if I can call you, keep calling you brother, because my brothers are supposed to answer justice, justice, tzedek, tzedek of the great Melchizedek.
Padamawi, Padamawi. Inflatia.
The whole place is due for
and when we follow that, right, even that mind and the teaching of that mind, then we will lead again. We will be the head again. Tell old slave Masa, bottom rail on top, Masa. What? Judgment?
From the child, according to you.
motorcycle and I know it's you. Anything you do coming right back to you. Send me a call but it don't stop you. Make sure say you're far with the righteous crew. Or never indulge up in a box you. In the idols you that are the right crew. Healthy food keep you pure and new. Say a prayer every day just to keep you in line. Remember me tell you it's a judgment time. Open your eyes and stop being blind. Seek and search, surely will find. The last thing ever up is a wonder and sign. Work hard for yours and I'll work for mine. Show some love and be kind. Stop from your crime. Tell you good and never ever get left behind. No, you run from the job. According to your work you'll be paid. Hey, you run from the job. Gonna do now your judgment come. You eat up your bread and give the youth them the crumb. You drink up your wine and have all the fun. Tell me who give the people the gun. Tell me who's gonna get the fire bus. Whether from flames or it come from the sun. You would never know from whence it a come. And like a vomit up it bring bad fire. Yeah, escape get caught in the wire. Wicked man, full time you expire. Sucking me blood like a damn vampire.
Judgment, but pursue after justice, justice. So here, let's share this right here. Put this word in our ears, because they violate our human rights. You hear a lot of us talk about human rights and say that our human rights are violated or in various ways. Ones would say, yes, these ones and those violate our human rights. Well, what are human rights? I mean, let's talk about this. What are our human rights? Do you know what the human rights are? Have you read it? Have you formed a couple of ones and ones to come together and, you know, we seat up and we study it, you know, study about human rights. I'd like to share this here from the UDHR. The UDHR, since we're in a Torah reading and feeding, judges and officers shalt thou make in all thy gates, and knowing the teaching, the practice, the principles of Garmawi, Negus, Neges, Garmawi, Haile Selassie. We know that the UDHR, that's how it's acronymed and abbreviated, Universal Declaration of Human Rights. Have you heard? Have you read? Now, we're going to note this here for the record. We've shared this with some of the international, the members of the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated, and also with some of the fellow officers and the executive committee. But this is something for all of we, the black people, and for all people, right? It's first to the Jew and then Gentile. So first for we, the black people, here. But it's for all to hear and to get a good understanding a good understanding, and let's come to the overstanding. So the Declaration of Human Rights, there are 30 articles, 30. I find it to be interesting, you know, we're into the numbers, divine numbers, because great King David, even the greater David, the greater son, Kamal Haleselassie, but great King David had 30 mighty men. They were called the Shiloshim, 30 mighty men. There are 30 articles, 30 different articles of what is known as the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. And what's interesting is that among the Gentiles are the nations. The Gentiles are the nations, or what is called the nation states. Like today they call them nation states. Go look it up, become familiar with it. Now we can just click and Google, and you know, we can just reason, so we can fact check this for yourself, right? So the scripture says heathen. The scripture says nations. The scriptures, or the translation of the scriptures, says heathen, nations, Gentiles. These are the terminologies that are used. And so we might get like lost in translation, think it's talking about something in the past, way in the past, or people might hear heathen. Oh, these are heathen, right? Or oh, these are sheathen and heathen. Or oh, these are nations, or the Gentiles. Let's just clarify this right here. For the once lost, now found, black and brown people, the Beit Israel, we, the Israelites of Ethiopia, the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, we, the black peoples of the world, especially here in this North country, North America and the Caribbean, right, the trans-Ethiopic ocean, enslavement trade. We were not slaves, but they enslaved us through ignorance. Now, we talk about human rights. Oh, that's violating my human rights. If somebody was to ask you, well, which one? You may say, all of them. You know, okay, Alvis, but, you know, it's better to study to shoot ourselves approved, right? This is the difference between a warrior and a soldier. A soldier is trained. So the soldier feels maybe fear or trepidation and, you know, shots fired, you know, you get a little maybe scared, you know, like your heart skip a beat. But as you're trained, right, if you're trained, then you can attack the attackers. But if you're not trained, you know, you're a warrior, you know, but you're going to run away because you're not trained to handle this. So let's get some training right here on the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. So there are 30 articles, 1 to 30. Something that we notice in Ethiopia, the translation into like Amharic of certain things like the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, we came across and we wondered how the translator had translated, you know, went to the translations, scripture of the Bible, but also things that pertain to our sovereignty, you know, and to our people's, you know, freedom and liberty. I wondered, well, how did he translate it? And it was a pretty good translation of the 30 articles. But you know what they left out? They left out the preamble, the first part of the document. So they begin off usually from now, therefore, the General Assembly proclaims this Universal Declaration of Human Rights as a common standard of achievement for all peoples and all nations, to the end that every individual and every organ of society, keeping this declaration constantly in mind, shall strive by teaching and education to promote respect for these rights and freedoms, and by progressive measures, national and international, to secure their universal and effective recognition and observance, both among the peoples of member states themselves and among the peoples of territories under their jurisdiction. Then after that, it begins with Article 1. And we just share this right here. Article 1, all human beings are born free and equal in dignity and rights. They are endowed with reason and conscience and should act toward one another in a spirit of brotherhood. Now, these rights of the Son of Man, we'll connect the dots right there, because we know Kamal Haleselassie, and the blameless, faithful Ethiopians at home and abroad were very instrumental in even getting these human rights cleared. Now, the human rights, just to put this on the beamer, on the record, does not give us rights. Some people think that these documents that proclaim rights, they give us rights. No. It's a declaration that we have these rights. In case you never heard, or you might feel it, but you think that maybe it's just my feeling, it's a declaration on the record. So the human rights declaration does not give us rights. See, that's one of the faultinesses of miseducation. Miseducation makes us believe, as Eve was belied and Adam followed along. He was responsible too. But it makes us believe that, well, this gives us rights. So we have the paper and the document and we lift it up. This is my human rights. No, it declares the declaration agreed upon by all nations. Let's go to the prophecy right here to put His Majesty, first of all, front and center in this prophecy. Let's go to Zephaniah, the prophecy in Zephaniah. Now, some of my brothers of other camps, Israelite camps, I call them, when they kind of go off on their tangent, ain't right Israelites. But there are some things that they do point in the scripture that one time Rastafari, the sons and daughters knew, but since the slackness and the backwardness came in during the Reagan, the pagan days, and, you know, slackness in the music and things kind of went a little off, all of that is prophecy of Daniel's prophecy, where the saints get the kingdom, but then the little horn of the beast rises up and persecutes them for a time and, you know, times and all of that. And then it comes to the fullness towards the end of the prophecy in Daniel. That's where we're at right now. In Daniel's prophecy, you'll find more on that. But here in Zephaniah, here we are in Zephaniah, which means, it's interesting because Zephaniah has twofold meaning. Zephaniah, Safon is the north. But then Safon could be something that is mystery, like hidden, secret of Yah. Here in Zephaniah chapter 2, verse 12, you hear a lot of the other Israelites, Hebrew Israelites, black people like we are black people, but other Israelites of other camps, right, the post-70 A.D. camps, 1970 A.D. camps, you know, they quote this verse in Zephaniah chapter 2, verse 12. Ye Ethiopians also, ye shall be slain by my sword. And he said, well, this shows that we don't have no connection. Stop all of that for a moment. Continue to read the three chapters. It's just three chapters of Zephaniah. When we go to the third chapter, we find this right here. From beyond the rivers of Ethiopia, my suppliants, even the daughter of my dispersed, that's I, shall bring mine offering. Right? But here, we're going to zoom in. We'll return to the ye Ethiopians also. Y'all shall be slain by my sword. It seems as though Yahweh, Jehovah, is speaking to the Ethiopians very personally. Because elsewhere in the scripture, John says he puts his sword in the hands of the Babylonians. He directs this one and that one. It's like when Daddy says, I'm going to deal with you directly. That means it's something very personal. And since the godless and creeping coup against his divine majesty, Kadamawi Haile Selassie, circa 1974-75, we see that this word here in Zephaniah 2 and 12, that is the right context. Because it's ye Ethiopians also. It's almost like I'm going to punish the bad boys and girls, but then my own children too, who I've brought up, as Isaiah says, well, you're going to also get this sword. But what is the sword? Is it just blood and warfare, bloodshed and warfare? Is that the sword? Have you not read in the scripture that the sword is the word of Jehovah, the word? It says a sharp sword, two-edged sword comes out of his mouth to slay his enemies. Speeches of his majesty. Yes, I, Rastafari. Here in Zephaniah chapter 3, the connection with the United Nations, the connection with the human rights, human. In the imperial Amharic, one of the words or phrases to translate human was yesolich. Yeah, of soul, man, a human being, lich, a child of the human being. a child of humanity, a child of the human being. That's one of the ways during the Zemena and Negus and Neges, during the time of the King of Kings. And some will say, well, the time of the King of Kings is forever. Well, yes, it is. But it says, in his times, he shall shew who is the blessed and only potentate, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, yes, I, conquering line of the tribe of Judah. But Yesolich, the term Yesolich in the royal biblical Amharic, in the King of Kings Bible, this is the terminology for the Son of Man. Now, already we point to the prophecy of Revelation chapter 12, where it speaks about that man-child being born there and the link with Lich Tafari, Makonnen. Yes, I. So here, human rights. And how do we know this? Because in listening to the speeches of His Majesty that he gave before the United Nations, that he gave before the United Nations, in the Amharic, he says, Yesolich, to refer to human and humanity. Yesolich, which is saying Son of Man in the biblical. So in the biblical Amharic, Yesolich is Son of Man. But then that Son of Man, right, so to speak, Kadamari Haile Selassie, when speaking to the United Gentiles, I mean the United Heathen, you know them as the United Nations, he uses this very same word sound in the Royal Amharic to refer to human being. It seems very prophetic right there. But here, in Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 8, this section here, and we're reading and studying from the Scofield Study Bible that was recommended for Ionized Rastafari. It was said that His Majesty had said outside of the Royal Amharic and some of the ancient languages that he had come across the Scofield Study Bible. This is what some of the elders had referred to I, and we immediately got a Scofield Study Bible, and we got to find that through the study notes, it really helped to, you know, put together, you know, the word and prophecy from here to there. The footnotes are very excellent, and even through the footnotes, it gives us further ammunition and proof of the revelation of the Rastafari Kadamawi Haile Selassie, as well as I and I people, the once lost, now found, sheeple. Yes, we're his sheep, he's our shepherd, but only the relationship of us being sheeple is only with John, our shepherd. As far as with the world, flesh, and satanic seclorum, we're not to be sheeple. We represent the lion of the tribe of Judah. But here, in Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 8, this section is called part 4, part IV, part 4. The first part of part 4 is the judgment of the nations. The judgment of who? The judgment of the nations, verse 8. Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 8. It says, therefore, wait ye, wait y'all upon me, saith the Lord, saith Egziah, the sustainer, saith Yahweh, hey, Yahweh, Jehovah, he who be, we be, his divine majesty, until the day that I rise up to the prey. For my determination is to gather the nations. Interesting. The nations were gathered at two historical times, almost all the nations in the world. One was the League of Gentiles, the League of Heathen, well, better known as the League of Nations. The second time was the United Nations. Here in the prophecy of Zephaniah, the mystery of Jah, chapter 3, verse 8, it says, therefore, wait y'all upon me, saith Jehovah, until the day that I rise up to the prey. To pray, not to pray, P-R-A-Y, but P-R-E-Y, like a lion. The lion rises up to the prey, right, to devour the prey, right, in that prey sense. So I rise up to the prey for my determination. Jehovah, he who be, who he be, his divine majesty, is saying that his determination is to gather the nations. Interesting. The two times in over hundreds of years, maybe thousands of years, when all the nations are gathered together, is both during the times he shall shew in his times who is the blessed and only potentate, the only sovereign, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, yes, I, the conquering line of the tribe of Judah. In his majesty's times, we get to see all nations gathered first the League of Nations. Second, the United Nations. Then we have this prophecy here that speaks about the judgment of the nations. In Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 8, therefore wait y'all upon I, saith Jehovah, until the day that I rise up, the Lion of Judah rising up to the prey. For my determination is to gather the nations. I wonder why. Oh, Jah, why? He goes on to tell us why. That I may assemble the kingdoms, the governments. For what reason? He goes on, to pour up on them mine indignation, even all my fierce anger, for all the earth shall be devoured with the fire of my jealousy, of my zealousy. Verse 9, for then will I turn to the people a pure language, that they may all call upon the name, the Hashem of Yahweh, he be, Jehovah, Xavier, to serve him with one consent. Verse 10, from beyond the rivers of Ethiopia. Uh-oh. Why is Ethiopia here? Ethiopia is here in Zephaniah in two distinct places. One, it seems like he's punishing his people because of some uckery on their behalf. But on the next part, he's gathering his people from beyond the rivers of Ethiopia. From beyond the rivers of Ethiopia, putting Ethiopia as a particular location of importance, from beyond the rivers of Ethiopia, my suppliants, those who supplicate to him, even the daughter of my dispersed. So in this most recent violation of Ainai Rastafari human rights, the daughter named Nzinga King, who had her locks forcibly cut by a woman, Jamaican woman, Po-Po, is another example here. Even the daughter of my dispersed. I and I over here in this Western Gentile hemisphere in the Americas and the Caribbean for over 400 years shall bring mine offering. And who brings that fire offering? It's I and I, Rastafari. From where? Over here, beyond the rivers of Ethiopia. Huh? You heard? Yes, I. Let's go on right here. Verse 11. In that day, thou shalt not be ashamed for all thy doings, wherein thou hast transgressed against me, against I. So here the context is important. Yahweh, he who be, who he be, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be he, blessed be the name. He is speaking for and to his people, to his dispersed people over here in the Americas and the Caribbean. As the first elders of Rastafari said that we, the black people, are the children of Israel because we broke the covenant. We broke the divine covenant. We were sent under the nations, the Anglo-European nations, basically to do a bid for a time, and now time's up. In that day shalt thou not be ashamed for all thy doings wherein thou hast transgressed against me. For then I will take away out of the midst of thee them that rejoice in thy pride, and thou shalt no more be haughty because of my holy mountain. It's interesting because even some of the careless Ethiopians, they were haughty because of the holy mountains, the pride, Queen of Sheba, King Solomon, so forth and so on, that so much so that they even rebelled against Father Abba. But Father said he'll deal with that. See the connection with Ethiopia here in Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 10, and Ethiopia in chapter 2, verse 12. But let's go on. Verse 12. I will also leave in the midst of thee an afflicted and poor people. What kind of people? Afflicted, a downpressed, and a poor people. Who is more
oppressed, down pressed. And even I, Benjamite, Jaman, Yaman brothers, you know, in the Caribbean, right? Of course, over here in this North country, but, you know, there's a little difference here, you know. That's why many ones can come here and can make things a little bit better. But overall, all of we are this afflicted and poor people. And they shall trust in the name, in the Hashem, in the name of Yahweh, of He who be, who he be, is divine majesty. Kadamawi, Haile Selassie, yes, I, Rastafari. Here, here, here. Verse 13. The remnant of Israel. We're not talking about a sole proprietorship called the 12 tribes of Israel organization. Or we're not speaking about that. We're speaking about the remnant of Israel. Because that Israel, that sole proprietorship, there's I and I, Israel, all right? And there's the Israelites of Ethiopia, remember, Ark of the Covenant, the 12,000, 1,000 from each of the tribes of Israel that returned with the son of King Solomon, the Queen of Sheba, with the Ark of the Covenant. Verse 13, the remnant of Israel shall do no iniquity, nor speak lies, neither shall a deceitful tongue be found in their mouth, for they shall feed and lie down, and none, no one, shall make them afraid. Here, here, here. Just to go into this prophecy here. So the main part of it, but just to read on to give a better context to it, was in Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 8, where Jehovah says that his determination, he says, wait for the day that he will rise up, right, to the prey. Even right there, he is showing he who be, who he be. That's the meaning of Yahweh, 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 Jehovah, he who be, who he be. Who he be? He be the lion of the tribe of Judah. That's why he says, until the day that I rise up to the prey. Who rise up to the prey? The Anbesa, the Aryeh, the lion. For my determination is to do what? To gather the nations. It's very clear that that person of universal interest is Kadamawi Haile Selassie, both in 1936, as he states in 1963. Only he spoke before both of those bodies of the nations coming together in 1936, the League of Nations, and also in 1963, the United Gentile, I mean the United Heathen. Okay. United Nations. But here's the interesting thing. In the Hebrew and Amharic, it's the same word. So you can interpret that word as heathen. What it means is that every other nation other than his people, Yisrael, the Ethiopian Hebrew people, every other nation other than his people are other nations. Called heathen because they never accepted the Torah. It is Jah people, it is Yisrael that accepted HaTorah. That accepted Jah's directions, instructions, that accepted the teaching of his majesty. And here, let's just give you audio proof from the lion of the tribe of Judah's own mouth, right here, here, here. Concerning Torah, the Bible. Here, here, here.
My advice to all, advice to all, advice to all, advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. Fulfill the Ten Commandments. Fulfill
the Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments fulfill.
You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments. Of the Ten Commandments. Elaborate on hand. Elaborate on hand. Elaborate on hand.
Come, come, come. Make reason. Yes, sir. Sima, sima, sima.
If the nation for which I am the emperor follows and accepts this, and accepts this, and accepts
this. If the nation, the nation.
Since it's also what I accept and follow, accept and follow, accept and follow.
Accept and follow.
I would believe our country is not only historically Christian, historically Christian, historically Christian, historically Christian, historically Christian, but also actively Christian, actively Christian, actively Christian.
See, there's many ones, careless Ethiopians, that were proud of being historically one of the first, or some say the first, one of the first Christian nations. But they were not actively in that Christ mind and mentality. If they were, how could they ever turn their backs against the line of the tribe of Judah? Kadamawi Haile Selassie. But anyway, let's just read this part here, here, here.
the kingdom blessing of Israel. This is the final part of Zephaniah, the mystery of Ayah, the mystery of Jah. Here, verse 14. It says, sing, sing, O daughter of Zion. I mean, who likes songs, right? The Negro spirituals, from the Negro spirituals to the Ayah Bingi chant. From the Negro spirituals to the Ayah Bingi chant. Sing, O daughter of Zion. Daughter of Zion, because over there, Ark of the Covenant, Zion, right? We, daughter of Zion, shout, O Yisrael, O Israel, be glad and rejoice with all the heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. Jehovah have taken away thy judgments. See, the judgments was the 400 years. You can go to Leviticus chapter 26. You can go to Deuteronomy chapter 28 and read. Jehovah have taken away thy judgment, the judgments because of disobedience of Jah people. He has cast out thine enemy, the king of Israel, even the Lord, even Jehovah. Wait, hold up. The king of Israel, even the Lord. Now, if you're reading this in the KJV Bible, the word even is italicized. So the italicization is not really there in the Hebrew. More better, it will be the king, the Melech, the Negus, the Israel Negus. And that is one of the coronated titles of his imperial majesty. Just FYI, the title that is not as often ascribed to his majesty in spirit and in truth, yes, but it's not one of the titles that he was anointed with is Lord of Lords. Father and Son is one, but that's one of the titles that he was not coronated with. Just a point of order. But he still is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords because of his testimony of our black Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach. But this is a title of Negus and Neges. This is a title of his imperial majesty. How do we prove this? Let's prove this by saying Hosanna. Hosanna. Hosanna, Hosanna to Kedemawi Haile Selassie, hear, 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 hear this.
Carrying palm branches and chanting in mighty volume. Hosanna, blessed be the King of Israel. Blessed is he who cometh in the name of the Lord.
Blessed be the King of Israel. Blessed be he who comes in the name of the Lord, in the name of Yahweh. Hey, Yahweh, he who be, who he be. Yes, I, Rastafari. So here, in Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 15, it says, the King of Israel, the Lord, the King of Israel, Jehovah, he who be, who he be, who he be the might and the power of the Trinity, revelation, revealed. He be the might and the power, the first power of the Trinity. What is the Trinity? The true Trinity, the Hebrew Trinity. We have it in the scripture, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. What's the first power? The Father of the Trinity of Patriarchs, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His majesty already likened her majesty, Tegemenen, to Sarah, his relationship with Tegemenen, Kenemawi to Aleta Georgis, is like the relationship of Abraham to Sarah and Sarah to Abraham. That makes I of a new name, precious name, like unto Isaac, Yitzhak. And Isaac means he laughed. Thus you hear the Rastaman and the elders said, Babylon, they got Ruma, we got humor, because Jehovah laughs, even in the higher heights, against all their conspiracies and evil against Jah people, I and we. But here it says, the King of Israel, one of his majesty's coronated titles, coronated and anointed titles, the King Yisrael Negus, Neguse Yisrael, Neguse Israel. In the G'ez, it is Neguse Israel. In the Amharic, Yisrael Negus, Exiavi here, the sustainer.
is in the midst of thee. This is why I and I, Rastafari, say heartical, because the heart is in the midst of I and I and we. Heartically. Thou shalt not see evil anymore. You see, that's what it talks about in the scripts, the end times, the latter days, the last days. See, the last days is not so much speaking about us, the redeemed and the righteous, but those who are unregenerated, unrighteous, unredeemed, those who are part of the world, flesh, and satanic system of things, the last days of the nation states, the last days of this artificial construct called the world. In that day, it shall be said to Jerusalem, fear thou not, speaking to she, fear thou not, and to Zion, also speaking to she, let not thy hands be slack. Exiabihar amlake, the sustainer, thy source, Yahuwah, Elohech, thy power is in the midst, in the midst, in the midst of thee is mighty. So His Majesty's name, Kadamawi Hada Selassie, means what again? Might and power of the Trinity. Jehovah, thy power in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save. He will, Yeshua. He will save. He will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in His love. He will joy over thee with singing. Now, that's a beautiful thing, the King of Kings singing over I and I. Yes, I, Rastafari. Verse 18, I will gather them that are sorrowful for the solemn assembly, who are of thee, to whom the reproach of it was a burden. Verse 19, behold, at that time, at that hour, I will undo. This is why you see things are so rapidly changing, spinning around in these latter days and time, especially after the 400 year, 1619. Behold, at that time, I will undo all that afflict thee, all that downpress thee. I will save her that halteth and gather her that was driven out. This here is speaking to the soul of Jah people. We have one collective soul, and the soul scripturally is she. And gather her that was driven out, and I will get them praise, Isis, and fame in every land where they have been put to shame. So we see what's going on even in Jamrock among Benjamin, Yaman, what's happening in Jamaica, even with the violations of Nzinga King and I Rastafari people's rights, but especially that they are afflicting a daughter. Think about that for a moment. How prophetic, but how pathetic that they don't recognize what they might do. Verse 20, to complete the chapter right here. At that time will I bring you again, even in the time, the Iowa, that I gather you. For I will make you a name, Rastafari, and a praise, Isis, among all people of the earth, of the earthly plane. When I turn back your captivity, when he turns things around, the backwardness that we were in for 400 plus years to forward, onward, and upward. When I turn back in captivity before your eyes, saith Jehovah. Yes, I, Rastafari. So that connection right there, the fuller fold, to get a fuller fold context, right, from the gathering, his determination. So according to the Bible, speaking in plain English, the Lord, according to the Bible, has a determination to gather all nations together and to assemble all their governments to pour upon them his indignation, even all of his fierce anger. For all the earth shall be devoured with the fire of his zealousy, called jealousy, his zeal. Recognize what's going on in the world, near and far, is happening because of Jah people rising up. It's happening. Right? That's how they praise Jah. They praise Jah by killing themselves with war and violence.
We praise he who be, we be by Isis and doing good, do good, do good, do good. Now, I want to touch a little bit more on the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. We want to put that, we seek to put it into context with the prophecy concerning his divine majesty, Kedemawi Haile Selassie. That prophecy concerning his determination, Jehovah's determination to gather the nations. We see the gathering of the nations the first time, right, within 1936, the League of Nations. And we see it also the second time concerning the United Nations. I have selected speeches right here. If you go to the speech before the United Nations, His Majesty even mentions this right here. In fact, boom, 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 boom. Let's just touch on this right here. His Majesty says, Mr. President, distinguished delegates, 27 years ago as Emperor of Ethiopia, well, we don't have that word in Amharic. In Amharic, we say Negus Neges, which is biblical, prophetic, King of Kings, as King of Kings of Ethiopia. I mounted the rostrum in Geneva, Switzerland, to address the League of Nations and to appeal for relief from the destruction that had been unleashed against my defenseless nation by the fascist invader. He says, furthermore, I spoke then both to and for the conscience, the conscience of the world. My words went unheeded, but history testifies to the accuracy of the warning that I gave in 1936. That he gave in 1936, and he speaks about how only him as a true leader on the so-called world stage has spoken to both of these gatherings together of the nations. Once again, look through history. Show me where you see almost all of the nations of the earth gathering together. Only in his time, because in his times he shall shoot, who is the blessed and the only potentate, the King of Kings, conquering line of the tribe of Judah, elect of God. What's his name?
Kedemawi, Kedemawi.
The home place is due for.
Now, interesting, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, we have a psalm. We have a psalm here. I'm going to touch a little more on the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. Please get a copy of it. You can actually go to, just look it up, and they have it as a PDF. Also, they have it on their page, Universal Declaration of Human Rights. The first part you should read is a preamble. Please pay attention to the preamble. And the third article of the preamble says, whereas it is essential, if man is not to be compelled to have recourse as a last resort to rebellion against tyranny and oppression. Rephrase. As a last resort to rebellion against tyranny and oppression, that human rights should be protected by the rule of law. You hear what that says? It says that even the abiot in the latter days, right, is divinely appointed and even recognized for all nations, that it is essential. If man, in other words, if people's human rights are not respected, they have a valid, you could say, declaration, and in the preamble, recourse, right, to rebellion, right, against tyranny and oppression. See, this is why human rights amongst the Western Gentile nations, Americas, you know, England, other European nations, are not so much taught as it's supposed to be. You see, here in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, they say on December 10th, 1948, that's when the state of Israel was established, but also the land grant was given to we, the black people of the world, through the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated. But on December 10th, 1948, the General Assembly of the United Nations adopted and proclaimed the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. The full text,
Look for the full text, the fullness of the text. Don't be fooled just by reading the 30 articles. The 30 articles have a context. So the full text of which appears in the following pages. Following this historic act, the assembly called upon all member countries to publicize the text of the declaration. You know, we had to find this out after I and I was called to Yahweh as Rastafari because we heard his majesty speaking so much about human rights. We're like, what is this about? So we started to seek it out. It was not publicized nowhere. It was not publicized in, well, let's read on. It says, called upon all member countries to publicize the text of the declaration and, quote, to cause it to be disseminated. Disseminated. That's a fancy word, meaning like sowing, like you sow seeds. Like, you know how you sow seeds on the land so that fruit and crop can grow? And to cause it to be disseminated, displayed. That means we should be walking around here in North America and go in a court or government building. Oh, look, right there, that's Human Rights Declaration. Why are you talking about sodomy? Sodomy is not mentioned in the Human Rights. Okay. To cause it to be disseminated, displayed, read, and expounded where? Principally in schools. You went to school, right? How many of y'all went to school, whether it was high school, a trade school, whether it was college or university, and you saw it displayed, right? You saw it disseminated. It was read. Your reason on this. Maybe in a few schools, but most schools, they just want us to be fools. But it was supposed to be expounded, read and expounded principally in schools and other educational institutions. So they violated violated this because this has not been displayed, disseminated, read, or expounded in most schools or other educational institutions of the so-called first world country. It says without distinction based on the political status of countries or territories. It's interesting when the Babylonians, Anglo-Americans, you know, Mother England and her daughter America, you know, when they want to get together and talk about people in other countries, and maybe they have issues over in other countries elsewhere, but we over here in the Americas and Caribbean been down-pressed for so long, and they will say, oh, these people here, we're going to support this group right here to fight against some dictator, some dictatorial government, some fanatic, some tyranny, some down-pression. And they say, well, it's a revolution. You're supporting a revolution. Yes, because they're violating the people's human rights over there. But what about right over here? Does this get us in trouble? This is a good kind of trouble. This is trouble for the kingdom, to establish the kingdom of the King of Kings. Yes, I, Rastafari. So here. Let's go to a little Selah moment because we do have a psalm. We do have a psalm, today's daily psalm, and it connects with one of the themes right here, Chavarim. Today's daily psalm is little, but it's talua. It's small, tinishkin, tilik. It's small, but it's very, very big. Here. Let's share this right here in your ear, the plain reading of it.
Psalm 117.
Mizmor Kuf Yud Zayin.
Oh, praise.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Praise Yah.
Yeah.
All ye nations, all ye nations, all ye nations, all ye nations.
Hallelujah, et Adonai, kol goyim, kol goyim, kol goyim, kol goyim, kol goyim.
Praise him, all ye people, ye people, ye people, ye people.
Shabbehuhu kol ha'ummim,
kol ha'ummim, kol ha'ummim, kol ha'ummim.
For his merciful kindness is great toward us, great toward us, great toward us, great toward us.
Ki gavar alenu hasdo, 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 hasdo.
And the truth of the Lord endureth forever, forever, forever.
Ve'emet Adonai le'olam, 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 le'olam.
Praise ye the Lord, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Yeah, 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 yeah,
The truth of Kedemawi Haile Selassie endures forever, forever. Because Israel's king is Israel's God. Israel's king is Israel's God. Yes, yes, yes. This shit, that cocoa tea right there, the king of Israel. That's one of the titles of his divine majesty, the coronated title, the anointed title. Israel's king right here, here, here. Israel's God.
Lani, lani. For all the tribe of Israel, oh, we just let them know that Israel's king is Israel's God. And what does them say? Yes, I'm watching, I'm watching. Israel's king is Israel's God. And what does them say? Tell them, mama, them, mother.
Imperial ruler is likened in splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, an exalted power to the lion, to the lion, to the lion, in his divine being to the kings of Israel, divine being to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, and at times to God, and at times to God, and at times to God himself, 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 himself.
Yes, I, to encourage every self-respecting Rastafari. And we, the black people, to become familiar with the Universal Declaration of Human Rights so we can fight with intelligence, the divine intelligence, know what we're fighting for. Here, concerning Rastafari rights in particular, and this has been used by the LOJ Society, Lineage Society, on many different occasions, you know, for incarcerated prisoners, for, you know, hair exemptions, beard exemptions, you know, even the right to use the cannabis. Yes, I. So here is Article 18, just to share Article 18, and to ride up with more right here on the Thursday podcast, on the Upper Room podcast, the Zion podcast. Here, Article 18. It says, everyone has the right to freedom of thought, conscience, and religion. This right includes freedom to change his religion or belief, and freedom either alone or in community with others and in public or private to manifest his religion or belief in teaching, practice, worship, and observance. Now, let's just note right here, because I know some ones are caught up on the Latin, you know, religio, religion. But in the Royal Amharic, the word for the translated word religion is found as hymenote, the living faith. So here, let's be wise to salvation right here, in arguing, you know, for our truth and rights, right? And there, purview, yes, it's religion. We know that it's not, and it's a higher thing. But, you know, we're coming from the king, you know, on this earthly plane to establish the kingdom, right? Thy will be done on earth, right, as it is in the heavens. So here, we got like 8 minutes right here, brothers and sisters, those listening to the live stream, calling, 515-602-9761. 515-602-9761. Hopefully we have this final Iowa coming forward, the grace period of Iowa coming forward. If you're not able to call in or getting that 1 cent per minute on some of the call lines or phone services, T-Mobile, Metro PCS, other kind of conglomerates, they charge on some chat services, call conference services, a penny per minute. If that is, you know, too much in the eyes, to avoid that, then always check out the replay. But others, give thanks for calling in, here, 515-602-9761, 515-602-9761. Here, on today's Daily Psalm, I'd like to share the Twinkle Brothers, Praise Him, as it does with today's Daily Psalm, also in the relix to the King of Israel, Israel's King, Israel's God, right here, Twinkle Brother. Thank you. Isis, praises. You heard that in the prophecy, the praises. Jah people give thanks and praises. Hear today's song.
Psalm 117. O praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye people. For his merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord. Psalm 117.
Mizmor Kuf Yud Zayin.
Oh, praise.
Yeah. Hallelujah, et Adonai, kol goyim, kol goyim, kol goyim, kol goyim, kol goyim.
Praise, all ye people.
Shabbehuhu kol ha'ummim.
For his merciful kindness is great toward us, great toward us, great toward us, great toward us.
Ki gavar alenu hasdo, 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 hasdo.
And the truth of the Lord endureth forever, forever, forever.
Ve'emet Adonai le'olam, 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 le'olam.
Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah. Mizmor Kuf Yud Zayin. Hallelu et Adonai kol goyim, Shabbehuhu kol ha'umim. Ki gavar alenu hasdo, ve'emet Adonai le'olam. Halleluya.
Psalm 117. O praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise, all ye people. For his merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Justice, justice shalt thou follow. Tzedek, tzedek tirdofa. Justice, 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 justice shalt thou follow. Tzedek, tzedek tirdofa.
መዝሙር 116 በቅንፍ 117 ሃሌሉያ አህዛብ ሁላችሁ እግዚአብሔርን አመስግኑ ወገኖችም ሁሉ ያመስግኑ ምህረቱ በእኛ ላይ ጸንታለችና የእግዚአብሔርም እውነት ለዘላለም ትኖራለች ሃሌሉያ
Psalm 117. O praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye people. For his merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. For the fifth and the sixth day, he's going to write it more on today's psalm. It's little, but it's very big. Here, here, here. The fifth day, here's the fifth day, but the fourth and the fifth aliyot here for Shoftim. Shoftim, judges and officers shall thou make in all thy gates. We have a responsibility to establish our own justice, our own system based on the teaching of the King and his glory. Here, 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 for this sabbatical study, for this Rastafari Shabbat Strong, we have Shoftim, judges. Because the judgment is Jehovah's, the divine majesty.
Sabbatical study, this I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong.
Shabbat Strong.
Shabbat Strong.
Shabbat Strong.
Shabbat Strong.
Shabbat Strong.
So here, in Deuteronomy, we're in Deuteronomy chapter 18. So we're going to share the fourth and the fifth, small, little, but very, very important for us to give first ear, first hear right here. Deuteronomy chapter 18, verses 6. To chapter 19, verse 13.
And hear, 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 Shema Yisrael. Hear, hear, hear.
Hear, hear, hear.
Hear, hear, hear.
Hear, hear,
hear.
Hear,
hear, hear. Give ear right here. And hear for the Rabbi.
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 The Rabbi. Hear for the Rabbi. The Rebbe, Aliyah, 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 Aliyah. Here for the fourth up offering, the fourth offering up. Here for this Shabbat, Shabbat Shoftim, the Rebbe, Aliyah. Here picking up, fifth book of Moses, Deuteronomy chapter 18. Here at verse 6, for the Rabbi, Rabbi, the fourth reading, the fourth offering up, up offering. Wiki Yabo Ha Lewiya Me Achada She'areka Mikola Yisrael Asher Hu Gar Sham Uaba Bikola Awat Nafsho Illa Hamakom Asher Yibahari Yawa. And if a Levite, Lewi, come from any of thy gates out of all, call Israel out of all Israel, where he sojourned, and come with all the desire of his mind to the place, the makom, which Yahweh, Jehovah, shall choose. Then he shall minister in the name, in the Hashem of Yahweh, El Hayo, of Jehovah, his Elohim, as all his brethren, Halloween, the Levites do, which stand there, Lifnei Yahweh, before Jehovah, they shall have like portions to eat, beside that which cometh of the sale of his patrimony. Idolatrous practices forbidden. Hear, hear, hear. Verse 9. When thou art come into the land which Yahweh Eloheka, which Jehovah the I Elohim giveth thee, I, thou shalt not learn to do after the abominations of those nations, those nationalities. There shall not be found among you anyone that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, or that useth divination, or an observer of times, or an enchanter, or a witch, or a charmer or a consulter with familiar spirits, with Obia, or a wizard, or a necromancer. For all that do these things, an abomination, La Yahweh, to Jehovah, and because of these abominations, Yahweh Eloheka, Jehovah the Elohim, doth drive them out from before thee. Thou shalt be perfect with Yahuwah Elheka, with Jehovah the I Elohim. And hear, for the Hamishi, the fifth reading, the fifth Aliyah, the fifth offering up offering here for this Shabbat Shoftim, Sabbath Judges, Sendet Farajot here. Fifth book of Moses, Hebrew book that's called Deuteronomy chapter 18. Here at verse 14, for the Hamishi, for the fifth reading, the fifth Aliyah, fifth offering up. Ki ha goyim ha'ele asha ata yoresha otam. Illa me on the knee, we illa osamima yishma'u, we hata loke na natana leka Yahuwah Eloheka. Hear, for the Hamishi, the fifth reading, the fifth offering up for Shabbat Shoftim, Deuteronomy chapter 18, here at verse 14. For these nations which who thou shalt possess, ki ha goyim ha'ele asha'ata yoreshotam, hearkened to observers of times and to diviners, illa me onanim wi illa kosamim isha ma'u. But however, as for thee, I Yahweh Eloheka, Jehovah the I Elohim, have not suffered thee, I so to do. Ata lokena natana lekai Yahuwah Eloheka, the great prophecy of Mashiach, of Messiah, of Christos, the anointed of Christ, the great prophecy of Messiah, the prophet. Compare and contrast with Acts of the Apostles, chapter 3, verse 22 and verse 23. Hear, Deuteronomy, chapter 18, at verse 15. Yahweh Eloheka, Jehovah the I Elohim, will rise up to the I a prophet, Nabi, from the midst of thee, I, of thy brethren, like to me, like to I. To him ye all shall hearken, according to all that thou desirest of Yahweh Eloheka in Horeb, in the day of the assembly, saying, let me not hear again the voice of Yahweh El Hai, of Jehovah Hailei, neither. Let me make I see this great fire anymore, that I die not. And Yahweh Jehovah said to me, said to I, they have well spoken that which they have spoken. I will rise them up a Nabi, a prophet from among their brethren, like to thee, I, and will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak to them all that I shall command him. And it shall come to pass that whosoever will not hearken to my words, which he shall speak in my name, I will require it of him. The test of the prophets, the Nevi'im, the Nabiyim, the test of the prophets, verse 20. But the prophet which shall presume to speak a word, davar, in my name, Shemi, which I have not commanded him to speak, or that shall speak in the name of Elohim Acharim, other Elohim, even that prophet, that Navi, shall die. And if thou say in thine heart, how shall we know the word Hadavar, which Yahweh Jehovah hath not spoken? When a prophet speaketh in the name of Yahweh, of Jehovah, Yod-Heh-Weh-Heh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch HaShem, if the thing follow not, nor come to pass, that is the thing which Yahweh, which Jehovah hath not spoken. But the prophet Hanabi hath spoken it presumptuously, thou shalt not be afraid of him. And hear. Fifth book of Moses, Hebrew book called Deuteronomy chapter 19. Cities of refuge. See Numbers chapter 35, 1 to 34, Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 41 to 49. But here, continuing here in the Hamishi Aliyah, Deuteronomy chapter 19, at verse 1, cities of refuge. When Yahuwah Eloheka, Jehovah the I, Elohim, has cut off Hagoyim, the nations, nationalities, whose land Yahweh Eloheka, Jehovah the I, Elohim, giveth thee, I, and thou succeedest them, and dwellest in their cities, and in their houses, thou shalt separate three cities for thee in the midst of thy land, which Yahuwah Eloheka giveth thee, I, to possess it, to possess her. Thou shalt prepare thee a way and divide the coast of thy land, which Yahuwah Eloheka giveth thee to inherit, into three parts, that every slayer may flee thither there. And this is the case of the slayer, which shall flee thither there, that he may live. Whoso killeth his neighbor ignorantly, whom he hated not in time past, as when a man goeth into the wood with his neighbor to hew wood, and his hand fetcheth a stroke with the axe to cut down the tree, and the head slippeth from the helve, and lighteth upon his neighbor, that he die, he shall flee to one of those cities and live, lest the avenger of the blood of Hadam pursue the slayer while his heart is hot, and overtake him because the way is long, and slay him, whereas he was not worthy of death, inasmuch as he hated him not in time past, and I will pass. Wherefore I command thee, I, saying, thou shalt separate three cities for thee, I. And if Jehovah the I Elohim enlarge thy coast, as he hath sworn to thy fathers, thy patriarchs, and give thee all the land which he promised to give to thy fathers, thy patriarchs, if thou shalt keep all these commandments to do them, which I command thee this day, to love Yahuwah Eloheka Jehovah the I Elohim, and to walk ever, to trod ever in his ways, then shalt thou add three cities more for thee, I, beside these three, that innocent blood be not shed in thy land, which Yahuwah Eloheka Jehovah the I Elohim giveth thee for an inheritance. And so blood be upon thee. But if any man hate his neighbor and lie in wait for him in ambush, and lie in wait for him, and rise up against him, and smite him mortally that he die, and fleeth into one of these cities, then the elders of his city shall send and fetch him thence there, and deliver him into the hand of the avenger of blood, that he may die. Thine eye shall not pity him, but thou shalt put away the guilt of innocent blood from Yisrael, that it may go well with thee,
It should be of interest and duly noted that His Majesty says that we abolish many things, but not the death penalty, that it may go well for I and I in I and I land.
There's a lot of work to be done, oh gosh, in the promised land. Murderer, murderer, murderer.
The solution right there for black on black crime, because see, even the violence that is done to the murderer now is a key something right there. We'll study a little bit more as we ride in closer and closer to the fulfillment for the Shabbat time. But a aliyah a day, you know, which is a portion of the reading from this sabbatical strong right here, the fifth aliyah that began at Deuteronomy chapter 18 verse 14 to Deuteronomy chapter 19, verse 13. It's interesting because it says right there that he has not hated him in time past. A lot of times people be reckless with their word sound. You might feel something inside, but you might have to regulate that and just get that out. Because it said that if it's an accident, like, you know, one boy say he hate this other man and them go someplace and the other man end up dead. It's not like a man can say, well, listen, you know, I didn't do it, but we all know you hated him. We all know you hated him. So understand how important that is. And when his master says that we've abolished many things with the death penalty, you see, because if a man murdered my friend, I can't say to that particular man that murdered my friend, I forgive you, because he didn't take my soul. He didn't take my life. If that person is so sorrowful, they have to go to the person that they have offended and deal with that. I'm pointing this out because according to John's teaching, it's that bloodshed that defiles the land. After all, where do the bodies and the blood go? It go into the ground. And therefore, it really upsets her, and she cries out to Jehovah, and therefore, things like deserts and famines, well.
Justice shalt thou pursue.
Hear. Let's ride up a little bit more on this Torah reading, but also on today's psalm right here, just a portion of the Midrash right here, in the time that we have right here. Yes, I give ear.
Psalm 117. Oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye people. For his merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord.
Here, today's daily psalm is more Kof Yod Zayin, Kof Yod Zayin, Kof Yod Zayin. Psalm 117, Psalm CXVII, today's daily psalm according to the Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the Order of Malachi, Tzedek, today's daily psalm. Oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations, Lord him, all y'all people. Hallelujah. Et Yahweh kol goyim. Shabchuhu kol ha'umim. Hear. Today's daily psalm here. Midrash. Here from the Midrash Tevilim. Here a study on today's daily psalm. Hear. Theme in the Sefer Tehillim. Theme summons to all nations, to all nationalities, to call goyim, all nations, all nationalities, to praise, to Isaac, to give thanks and praise,
to Elohim, the true good, the true God. Hear, hear, hear. Midrash, a study. Opening verse, Aleph verse. Today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof, Yud, Kof, Yod, Zain, Kof, Yod, Zain. Has two verses. Two verses. The first verse, the Aleph verse. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Et Yahweh. Hallelujah. Et Yahweh. Praise Jehovah. All ye, all your nations. Call Goyim. Lord. Lord him. Lord him. Shabbahuhu. 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 Lord him. Shabbahuhu. All ye, all your peoples, call ha-umim. And here, 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 to compare and contrast, in the KJV, the King James Version, it reads, oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye peoples. But here, 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 we have hallelujah. Hallelujah,
illeluh.
Illeluh, hallelujah. Etiyoah. Kol goyim, exalt, hallelujah, hallelujah. And then we have shabbahuhu, 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 kol ha'umim. Hear, hear, hear. Sefer Tehillim. Elsewhere, this is what scripture says. Even here, here, here in Psalm 86, Psalm 86, verse 8, that reads, among the gods there is none like to thee, O Lord. Neither are there any works like to thy works. Neither are there any works like to thy, the I works. Ain kamoka v'Elohim Adonai v'ain k'ma'iseka. There is none like to thee, the I male. Ain kamoka among the gods v'Elohim v'Elohim, O Lord Adonai. And there are no works like thine, with aim, kutma iseka. Lamaze, why not? A mortal can figure an image up on a wall. A mortal can figure an image upon a wall, but the image he figures cannot beget another image. Behold, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, man in His image, as is said even in Bereshit, in Genesis 1 and 27, and God created man in His own image. Vayomer Elohim na'ise Adam b'tzalmenu. And Elohim said, let us make us. Vayomer Elohim na'ise. Let us make Adam. Let us make Adam b'tzalmenu. B'tzalmenu. In Almenu, in our image. Vayomer Elohim na'ise Adam b'tzalmenu. And man and Adam begets children in his own image, as is said even in Bereshit, in Genesis 5 and 3, where it reads, and Adam begot in his own likeness after his image. Adam Vayoleda Bia Demuto K'Salmo
and Adam begot. Adam begot a son in his own likeness after his image. Adam, Yoled bi demuto k'salmo. The waters also are the handiwork of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of the Holy One, blessed be He, and they too bring forth. As is said, let the waters bring forth abundantly. Even here in Bereshit, in Genesis 1, chapter 1 of Bereshit, of Genesis, verse 20. Vayomer Elohim Yishretzu Hamayi Sheret Nefesh Chaya. And Elohim said, let the waters swarm with swarms of living creatures. May the waters bring forth abundantly. Vayomer Elohim Yishretzu Hamayi Sheret Nefesh Chaya. When the praises of a mortal king are to be sung, his friends come, but do his enemies? Behold, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, all praise Him. As it said, even in Psalm 86, verse 9, Hebraically where it reads, all nations whom thou, the I, hast made shall come and worship before thee, O Lord, and shall glorify thy, the I, name. Kol goyi asher asita yavou v'yishtachu lefaneka Adonai. We yakabdu lishmeka, all nations whom thou, the I, hast made, shall come and prostrate themselves and bow themselves before thee, I, O Adonai. Kol goyi asher asita yavou v'yishtachu lefaneka Adonai. And they shall glorify thy name. We kabdu lishmeka. A philosopher asked Rav Yehoshua ben Hananiah, Joshua ben Hananiah, is there a day when all the world is of one mind and Hagoyim, the nations, the nationalities, the international community worship before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, before the Holy One, blessed be He? Rav Yehoshua ben Hananiah replied, there is one such day when all rejoice as one. What day is that? When the rains have held back and all the world is troubled thereby, comes the day when the rains fall, and then all the world rejoices and glorifies HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, blessed be He. As is said, even in the words of Psalm 86, verse 10, words of Psalm Mizmor Fevav Fewau, where it reads, all nations whom thou hast made shall come and worship before thee, O Lord, and shall glorify thy name. Kol goyi asher asita yavou awi v'yishtachu lefaneka Adonai v'yakabdu lishmeka. Glorify it when? Whenever, as in the words of Psalm 86 and 10, thou, the I, great
as thou art, as the I art, as the I be, doest wondrous, wondrous thing. Ki gadol ata ve'oseh nifalaot, for thou the I art great. Ki gadol ata, and doest wondrous thing. Ve'oseh nifalaot, the rain being the wondrous thing, the rains being the niflaot, the niflaot, the wondrous thing. As again in the verse from Eo, from Job, even Job 5, verses 9 to 10 that reads, who doeth marvelous things without number? Who giveth rain upon the earth, upon the earthly plain? Osea gedolot, ose gedolot aveina chekera, nifa laota ada eina misapara, hanotena matara, ala pene aret, who doeth great things and unsearchable. Ose gedolot with ein cheker, with ein cheker, and unsearchable. Niflaota, marvelous things, ad ein misapar, things without number, ad ein misapar, who giveth rain, hanotein matar, upon the earth, al pene aret. Ose gedolota weena chekera, niflaota ada eina misapara, hanotena matara, al pene aret. For this praise, O praise Jehovah, all ye, all your nations. Hallelujah, Etioa, kol goyim. Oh, praise Jehovah, all ye, all your nations. Hallelujah, Etioa, kol goyim.
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 For from the rising of the sun, even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. And in every place incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering. For my name shall be great among the heathen, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts.
And today's psalm, the shortest of the psalms, is a hallelujah focus. So here, upcoming, riding out right here with a compare of the Hebrew and the Amharic. Theme right here is praise of he who be, hallelujah, and the eluta, in the hallelujah, what hallelujah means and meant, the connection right here, here, here. Comparing the Hebrew from the Hebrew to the King of Kings Bible, the Amharic right here, here, here. Yes, God. Come on, come on, come on.
All right. Yes, 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 yes. Today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, according to the Cipher and the Sefer Tehillim, we have Psalm Kof Yod Zain. Kof Yod Zain. Today's daily psalm. Yes, I. make Einstein chant a psalm a day. All right, so we have today's daily psalm. It's a summons to all nations to praise Elohim. Elohim, yes, I, Rastafari. So here we have, let's see, the chant a psalm a day. Right. Yezare Mizmor. Chant a psalm a day. Been longing to do a vlog like this right here where we can actually go through the Hebrew and today's daily psalm. Today's daily psalm is the 117th, Hebraically speaking, it's the Kof Yod Zain. And now when we speak about the psalms according to the royal order, the Ethiopian Hebrews, after the order of Malachi, Tzedek, of Melchizedek, Malachi in the Hebrew, Malachi is Tzedek, the righteous king. Weep not, behold, the line of the tribe of Judah, the root of David. Behold, Kedemawi, Tyler Selassie, yes, I, Rastafari. So today's daily psalm, we have Psalm 117. So let's go through some of the prep work right here, and let us bring this up right here. And let us actually go to our desktop right here and open up. Let's open up my sword, all right? My sword. And let us put the hallelujah. It's a hallelujah, right? It's a hallelujah psalm or hallelujah psalm, right? So here, go here. But let's go to one, let's see how we go to this one. Let's say praise the Lord. I'm going to put praise the Lord, right? Just to bring it up on the search, the keyword search. And here it is, Psalm 117. Maybe one more page. Should be on this page. And there we go, right there. 117th Psalm. Right? And it's Likul B'Talawah. In fact, these two verses are the two verses of the Psalm. Today's daily Psalm, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, R-O-E-H. Roe is a shepherd, a Rastafari order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. Here we have the shortest of the Psalms. Right? Here, let's go into a more of a tighter view right here. Right? We have the shortest of the Psalms. Let's see if we can, there's a way to bring it up right here. And here we have these two verses right here, today's daily psalm right here. The shortest of the psalms, yet it's one of the grandest. Now, its insertion into the Psalter, or the Book of Psalms, the Sefer Tehillim, the Sefer, Hebraically, the Cipher, the book, the Sefer Tehillim, of the praises, even that word, Hallel, Tehillim, the Ililta, right, like we hear the ililta, right, the hallel, right, hallelujah, the praise of he who he be. So the insertion in the Psalms to the Book of Psalms is a witness to the universal aspiration, the true aspiration of the way of the Lion of the Tribe of Judah, often referred to as Judaism. We call this, we the black Jews of the Lion of the Tribe of Judah, to the Judaic Yehudinet, the tribe, right? The tribe of Yehuda, right? Especially of the tribe and the line of the Tribe of Judah. Or in a modern sense, once again, say Judaism, so to speak. Now, the mission of Yisrael. What is the mission of Israel? The mission of Israel, it remains unfulfilled until the hope that's voiced in this psalm, in today's daily psalm, this very psalm, becomes a reality. So the mission of Israel, the true Israel of Elohim,
right? The true Israel of God, the true Israel of Jah Rastafari, the true mission of Israel remains unfulfilled until the hope, the expectation that is voiced in Voka, in this psalm, in this Nizmor, in this chant, today's daily psalm, becomes a reality. And we're speaking about this psalm, the psalm Kof Yod Zain, the 117th psalm, psalm CXVII. Yes, I, Rastafari. So if, as modern commentators hold, this psalm is of a post-exilic date after the exile, it proves that the true universal, universal, non-partial, the true universal, some will say universal and universalism, but we'll say the universal, right, is strong, right, is strong in the heart of the Yehudi, the heart of the Jew, the Yehuda, Judahite, we, the black Jews, the lion, the tribe of Judah, even we of the new name, the precious name, that new name, Rastafari. And so when struggling to rebuild the national liberty, right, the life of Jah people, the nation of Jah people, and that this task was undertaken in no kind of a chauvinistic spirit, you know, because some would try to throw all sort of lies, right, against Jah children, against Jah people. But make I and I chant, right, chant them down. Now, the brevity, we're still speaking about today's daily psalm, right, chant a psalm, chant a psalm, chant a psalm a day. Right, chant a psalm a day and keep the devil, keep the mixed up moods and attitudes, the world flesh and the satanic system away. So the brevity, the briefness of the psalm has led to the opinion that this psalm right here, today's daily psalm, Psalm 117, may actually be a fragment, right, may be a fragment which has become somehow detached from its context. Some say presumably it could have been through like the carelessness of a copyist. Some allege because it's such a short psalm, and so as Benjamin, right, as the so-called Yadi, the Jaman, Benjamite, and I brothers may say it's little, but it's Talua. Bamarinya in the language of the King of Kings will say it's Tinish Gin Talakna. It's small, but it's very important. But that's only a conjecture that it's a fragment broken off. Because, see, the two verses, these two verses are in truth, liko batalawa, multum in parvo. As I say, multum in parvo is nuff, it's much in a small, in a liko. Right? Now, some of the Hebrew MSS, like the manuscripts, they do not treat it as a separate psalm in some of the old, the Hebraic manuscripts, but they attach it either to the end of the CXVI of Psalm 116, some attach it there, or at the beginning of Psalm CXVIII, Psalm 118. But its message, what is the message here in today's daily psalm according to the royal order, the Rastafari order of the Ethiopian Hebrews? What's the message here? It's distinct. All right, the message is distinct from both the preceding 116th psalm and the succeeding the 118th. This is today's daily psalm, the 117th. The message is distinct from both of them. And the arrangement of the MT or the Masoretic text, which regards it as a separate psalm, this also has the support of the Koine, the Koine, or what ones will call the LXX, the Septuagint, and we also have the support of the Royal Amharic Bible and the Ethiopic manuscripts from which we get Jubilees and Enoch as well. Hopefully we have some time here to touch on that as well. Just some intro as one's on the
Blog Talk Radio, the radio broadcast and podcast. No, going to some intro, you just get an overview, right, of the Tehillim and the particular cipher, the psalm in the cipher. And today's daily psalm from the Sefer Tehillim is the Kof Yod Zayin psalm. So here we have these two verses. Let's go over these two verses right here. Today's daily psalm. Hallelujah, et Yahweh kol goyim, shabechuhu kol haumim, ki gaber aleinu chasdo, v'emet Yahweh le'olam. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. So as we get into this right here, get into the script right here, you can see this right here, build up, the breakdown, the hallelujah, right? The halal, halal to shine, to flash forth light, to praise, to boast. Ethiopically, this is the iluta. You say the iluta. The ilalu, the ilalu to Yah, to Yahweh, to he who he be, his divine majesty, to praise, praiseworthy, to commend, to praise, right? Hallelujah, hallelujah. So we have that hallelujah right there. Praise he who he be, hallelujah, eta Yahuwah, Yehovah, Yahweh, Yahweh, hallelujah, et Yahweh, kol goyim, shabechuhu, kol haumim. Praise he who be, we be, kol goyim, kol goyim, all goyim, all nations. Shabechuhu, shabechuhu. Shabbahuhu, laud him, applaud him, laud him, and applaud him. So now you see in the KJV, praise has the H1984. That's the halal, where we get the hallelujah, hallelujah, all of y'all. It's a command to all of y'all. Hallelujah, hallelujah, et Yahweh, praise. He who be, who he be, yod, hey, where, hey. Now, notice the second praise, right, which says, all ye nations, kol goyim. Kol goyim. All of the nations and nationalities, ethnicities, kol goyim. That's what it's universal, right, non-partial. All nations, praise him. Shabbahuhu. Shabbahuhu, 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 shabbahuhu. Laud him, applaud him, right? From the word shabbah, we have shabbah, to soothe, to still, to stroke, to soothe, right? To laud, to praise, to commend, to praise, to commend, to congratulate, to boast, to address. Address, in, it says down here in the Strong's definition, it says a primitive root, right? Shabbah, right? Where we get the shabbahuhu, shabbahuhu, all of y'all, right? The hallelujah, hallelujah, the ooh, all of y'all, hallelujah, ooh, all of y'all, shabbahuhu, who, all of y'all, to address in a loud tone, specifically loud. Right, figuratively to pacify as if by words, to applaud him, to laud him, to commend him, to glory in him, right, to praise, to triumph. So notice in the KJV you might think that the hallelujah there and the hallelujah or the praise there is the same. It's not. So this is what we study to show ourselves approved. Hallelujah. Et Yahuwah, et Yahuwah, kol goyim, shabbahuhu, kol ha'umim. Laud him, applaud him,
all ye people, call Ha-Umim, 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 right? Ha-Umim, from Ummah. Ummah, or what's a Ummah? Ummah is like a people, a tribe, a nation, a Ummah, right? A collection that is like a community of persons. So all the nations call Goyim, and all the peoples call Ha-Umim. All the Ummahs, all the collection of people, all the communities of persons, nations, nationalities, ethnicities. So speaking about the national groups and the ethnicities to praise he who be who he be, his divine majesty. Second verse of today's daily psalm, Psalm 117, the Kof Yod Zain. Second verse, it says, Ki agaber, ki gaber aleinu chasdo ve'emet ha-yahuah le'olam. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Ki gaber aleinu chasdo ve'emet ha-yahuah le'olam. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So here in today's daily psalm, right, we have the second verse, for his merciful, right, it says, for his merciful, the chesed, right, his merciful kindness, chesed. Now notice that here in the English it has it twice, but in the Hebrew it is only there once, just to note that right there. We have it twice here, right, we see for his merciful, the H-6717. Then it says kindness, the H-6717. Slika, the H-2617. So here we have the H-2617. Chesed, 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 right? Chesed, kindness, right? Chesed, mercy. So here, when we're looking at the Strong's compared to the KJV, you see it twice, but it's once. We have chasido, where it says, ki gaber aleinu chasido. Ki for gaber, for big, right, for big gaber, for strengthen. Ki gaber aleinu, aleinu, aleinu means upon us, aleinu, for big, ki gaber aleinu, for big upon us, chasido, for big upon us is his mercy, his merciful kindness, his loving kindness. Hebraically, better translated, his loving kindness, his mercy, which implies his love, jalov, right, the chesed, chasido, chasido, ki gaber aleinu chasido, for big, for big, for great, right? We have the H-1396, gaber, gaber, to be strengthened, to prevail, to be strong, to be powerful, for great, right, is his loving kindness. For strengthen is his loving kindness, aleinu, aleinu, upon and toward, upon us, aleinu, ki gaber, aleinu, chasido, we emet Yahuah le'olam, hallelujah, hallelujah. And the truth, ve'emet, 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 ve'emet Adonai, ve'emet Yahuah, ve'emet, and the emet is the H-571, emet, right, emet, the firmness, the faithfulness, the truth, right, both faith and truth is found in this word. So when we speak about truth, emet, we also speak about faithfulness, like emuna, bemunato, the hymen note, the true faith, the living faith, the true religion, the truth, the reality, and the truth. and the reality and the faithfulness. Once again, look at the word right here. Firmness, emet, right? Faithfulness, emet, truth, sureness, always faithful, always sure, reliability, stability, continuance, itinerally, faithfulness, reliableness, truth. Right? And you can go through the breakdown of it right there. That stability. In the figurative sense, it's that certainty and truth. Right? But in this actual sense, it's that faithfulness. Right? That faithful, that rightness, that trustworthiness. Right? That trustworthiness and the trustworthiness of Yod Hey Weh Hey, He Who Be Who He Be, His Divine Majesty. The trustworthiness of Yahweh, of Yahweh, endureth forever. Le'olam, le'olam, the olam, the olam, the olam. For a long duration, antiquity, right? Futurity. Both in the past, remember the olam is not just the forever forward future, but it's the forever forward past. It's the forever, right? Even the ancient days, right? But this is to the sense of to the Ionis, the Ian of Ian, to the world without end. This is the implied, right? This is the implied, that eternity, le olam. Then it ends right here with that praise ye the Lord. You see what it says, praise ye the Lord. Praise is the H-1984. That is the halal. And in this sense, as that command to you all is hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise ye Yah, praise ye He who be. Praise ye He who be. Praise ye Yah. Hallelujah. As you say, hallelujah, right? But Hebraically, hallelujah. Praise ye He who be who he be. Here we have the H-3050, right? The contracted, some say, sense. Yah. Yah. Because we have Yah or Jah. Yahuwah, Yahuwah, or Jehovah in the transliteration, in the shortened form. He who be who he be, His Divine Majesty, right? So here, Yahuwah, 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 Yehovah. Some would say Jehovah, the existent one, right? And get into that right there as well. Now here we'd like to just share this right here. Let's just go to the Amharic, since this is a lickle batalawa, so not just in the Hebrew, right? From low degree to high degree, get that Hebraic level. And then let's go to the Royal Amharic, or the Book of the Seven Seals. So here we're in the Yota, the Iota. So here is the Psalm of David. And let's see if we can go down here to, it's the 117, the 117th. And let's click on it. So here we have these two verses. In the Royal Amharic, the Book of the Seven Seals, it's known as Mezmore Dawit. Remember, in the Hebrew, we say Mizmor, Mizmor, Ethiopically, right? We say Mezmor. And in this sense, an Ethiopic construct, Mezmore, the Psalm of Mezmore, the Mezmore, Dawit, right? Dawit. It says, Hallelujah. You see, hallelujah. Two verses says, Ahizav hulachu ekziav herinna ameskenut wegonochim hulu ya meskenut mihiretu benyalais entalechna ye ekziav herinna uneta lezalalem tenoralech. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Liku batalawa. Yes, and then here with this particular software, if we would click over here, let's see if we can get this to come up right here. I'm trying to press that red over there, the red letter, because then you can actually then, with this particular software, let's see if we can do this right here. Let's press this right here, Chan. It's not working the way it's supposed to work right here. Okay, let's just clear this.
kind of highlighted everything right there. Okay, let's see if we can go into this again. All right. Now, we're using the IOTA software. We have a few softwares right here, right, where we can. We like this one here because this one is working correctly, right? But let's go over here to the psalm again, just in taking this shortest of the psalms. Some of the psalms, the Havarim, though, are a little more intensive, you know, and they need more intensive treatment. We try to give it those treatments, but since today's daily psalm was so short right here, yeah, this thing doesn't, there we go. There we go. You see how it just came down right there? So you can see the KJV, the Strong's. So we have the Strong's numbers, similar to what we had in the My Sword here. This is the Ethiopic software that has the underlying text of the Authorized Amharic Bible, the Revised Amharic Bible, the HSV, Haile Selassie version, the Book of the Seven Seals. Because of its accuracy with the Hebraic and with the Koine Greek for the New Testament, the Hebraic script, and it's a very good scripture, the Book of the Seven Seals of the line of the tribe of Judah. So when we talk about that, weep not, behold, the line of the tribe of Judah, root of David, how to start the first, it's also because there is the real, you know, this is real, this is true. All right, so here it says right here, this verse, we can compare it side by side, you know, Ahazav Hulachu, all the nation, it says Kol Goyim, you know, Kol Goyim, Egziav Rin Names Genut, Egziav Rin Names Genut, Hallelujah, Hallelujah, right, the Hallelujah, Eta Yahuwah, Kol Goyim, Shah Behuhu, the Shah Behuhu, right? The Shah Behuhu, right? We have this coming up with Weganoch Chimhulu. Remember, the Weganoch was the Ha'umim, Ha'umim, the Umim Weganoch. So we have the Ahazab, which are the different his, the different peoples, right? We could say like the nations. Then we have the Weganochim, the Weganoch. The Weganoch is like the Umim, like the grouping of the people, right? The Umas. Right, so it says Waganochim Hulu Yamesaginut, Yamesaginut, to praise. Right, so here's for the Shabahuhu, Shabahuhu. Then we have the second verse right here. Right, let's see if we can. Right, so let's see if we can just get this right here and open the second verse right here. Chan, okay, let's get out of there and see if we can. Click on that there. This is not working as it should. Right? We're trying to press that red there so that the other part can come up. Maybe we have to restart the machine. But anyway, as I them can see, you know, the studies, you know, we have the software. Sometimes it doesn't always work like it's supposed to. But still, you know, we give thanks. You know, we give thanks and praise. And let's see if we can. I'm going to do something a little unorthodox right here. So if the video seems to be going all crazy, it's because we're trying to press on that second one right there. And let's see. Okay, it didn't. There we go. Now you can see both of them came down. Okay, see that right there? So you can see how you can study it side by side. And it's because the Metzaf Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals, it is that book. That's a pure language, right? That the King of Kings, this will also be a sign and a seal of that man who is the sign and the seal. So just to show, you know, that forward right here, as we just went through a little chant, right? Chant a psalm, chanting today's daily psalm, and also just to show this to the brothers and sisters as well, if they want to get more information for themselves, when you go, you can put this in the search. This is web page open up. There we go. RastafariGroundation.org and put daily psalms, right, or daily psalm, daily psalms. You'll see the listings will come up right here, and one can get a listing according to the royal order of the daily psalms, as well as the standing, the evening psalms as well. We put on images right there. You can see some of the, you know, available material right there, the psalms, the daily psalms,
reading, and this is from the ancient, you know, ancient royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and we have experienced the personal goodness, you know, in the spirit and in truth of the daily psalms, and we also share that with ones and ones right here in this particular video, so you can download one of these charts. For example, you know, when you go to the page, you know, you can find the listings of this there. Just pointing that out because ones would ask, well, where can I get this listing? Well, you can get it right here. You can see Psalms reading, Rastafari Groundation. These are the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews Daily Psalms. And since I'm here, let me just download another copy of this as well. You can also see some of the other related charts there too. You know, when you look at the images, you know, this is like a, this is one of the older versions of it, the daily devotion, right? The psalm schedule right there, just downloading it right there. And also other charts and diagrams that ones and ones can. Let's just grab this right here because some of the dates and times and all of that, we'll come back to that a little later on. But anyway, for the brothers and sisters here watching this particular vid, you go to Rastafari Groundation, right, and you can download that. You can print out a copy so you can keep in your Bible as well. So you find the daily psalm readings at Rastafari Groundation under Psalm Readings. That's the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews Psalm Readings as well. So without much further ado, brothers and sisters, you have put a new song in my mouth, even praise to Eloheinu, Amlakachin. Many shall see it and fear and reverence, respect, and shall trust in Adonai Jah Rastafari. Yes, I give thanks and praise. Thank you for listening and also sharing this with others. Ms. Ghana, God bless. And keep the eye and eye and eye. B'Shem Yeshua HaMashiach.
Yes, 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 yes. Yes, 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 brothers and sisters, sisters and brothers, just sharing that right there, a little bit on the overdrive right here, looking forward to new light. Thank Jah Rastafari. It is Friday. We have the 105th. Psalm coming forward, and listen to that audio right there where we were on the computer and some of the things wasn't working. I thought about Sula Kalungi's song right here, Babylon Homework. We just wanted to say hail to Kedemawi Haile Selassie, his own divine majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie the First. Babylon, you see, when those youth come about, you know, it's just red of fire. You know, nothing in the Babylon, not worth.